Introduction, Elemental Grace Alliance Discourses, Sanat Kumara, 3rd June 2015. I stand before this council with love in my heart for all of humanity, the elemental and nature kingdoms, the devas and angelic host at all. I am Sanat Kumara. It is with gladness within my entire being for what is transpiring here. It has come after a very long time. A time where the majority of humanity continues to remain asleep, incognizant of the truth and reality of the God I am within them. Fortunately, many people have now awakened, and who are just beginning to open their eyes. So much has transpired here on Earth to date, and many of the other planets within this solar system, a journey so far away from heart love and divine joy for life. I have been deeply connected with Earth and its evolutionary sojourn for millions of its earth years, and have watched and garnered and contemplated how each race of human beings incarnated here could find their own way out of the quagmire of separation consciousness into the higher potentialities of life within the myriad of miscreation within this physical domain. My heart, dear souls, has wept and crumpled with the pain and suffering of those who struggle with survival consciousness in what appears on the surface as a losing civilization. I have watched as souls lost their connections with God due to the laggard consciousness, along with those who assumed power and control over them for the purpose of their own greed and authoritative mind controls. Such was the consequences of billions of people who have been unknowingly forced into what I could easily refer to as inhumane and heartless incarcerations, where they are all sucked and drained of life and hope. Here they are controlled from every aspect of life, even to the depth of having their DNA manipulated and encoded with untruths that have kept them in the deepest despair and darkness for eons of time. There was a time when we, the administrators of the planet and the overall embodiment of the human race here, came to a point of acknowledging that humanity within this evolutionary curve was indeed lost, that there was no hope for them, and so, they as a human civilization was doomed to return to the void as cosmic dust, to start all over again having failed their extraordinary opportunities for spiritual aspiration and growth. I was devastated at this thought, and after long deliberation and consultation with my beloved Venus, we decided that there was one last chance. That chance was for me to travel to Earth and hold the whole of humanity within my own divine loving heart of light, to envelop the entire race with the white heart fire flame of God's love, tethering every single human being upon the planet to my own heart core of love and light, anchoring them there until every last one came to a divine awareness that they too were part of the I Am presence of the ever-expanding God consciousness. As a result, 4,500,000,000 years ago, I requested an audience with the Karmic Board of Directors for Humanity, and made my plea to offer them my proposal to save humanity. It was a most passionate and compassionate line of reasoning on behalf of humanity, and with God's grace, because of my presence within the planetary and solar hierarchy, I was given permission and new charters were written into my contract with the Prime Creator, so that this was now not just my personal desire, but that of God's impersonal desire for me also. Cosmic laws were changed, dispensations were decreed, and realignments of cosmic energies began on massive scales to coalesce with my new mission. I began to receive the support, love, and guidance from divine entities from many different universes and galaxies, yet none more than those of the elemental, nature, devic, and angelic host realms. The complexities of the processes, procedures, and consequences of failure were great, and so we all stepped forward, hand in hand, heart to heart, with a very clear vision to hold this dream that we then and still to this day cherish in sustaining the white fire flame of love for each other within this purpose and intention. Yet with all of our knowledge, all of our experiences, all of our heartfelt love, there came another time when we saw the potentiality of humanity having to be dissolved again upon Earth. This time, just very recently in Earth's timeline, the elementals, the devas, and the angelic realms felt they could do no more to assist humanity in awakening them from their sleep. There was a mass consensus of agreement that they would depart this earth realm and allow humanity to fend for themselves. This was a devastating situation, for without these divine builders of form, the etheric weavers of light and blessed messengers of Mother Father God, not only humanity would dissolve, but Earth herself would become a lifeless planet. This is not the whole story, but for the intention of painting this picture on behalf of this Elemental Grace Alliance, I will confine my message to the content that will be discussed here. Mankind had created such an imbalance within the physical realms that the elementals, the nature kingdoms, the devas, and angelic beings were suffering in the most horrific and traumatic of ways. Ways that humans would not understand. Ways that not only negated all charters between mankind, those of the superconscious agreements made in unity, when they remembered they had the minds of God and the creator beings of the nature and ethereal worlds. It took a long time to occur, but inevitably, as humans know only too well, when pushed to your limit, totally exhausted, defiled in form, and drained of all energy, one has but one option left. They just give up. Humans call this death of the physical, and as they were creating with God's life force energy, albeit unconsciously, this eventually had broken through the boundaries of the dimensionalities where these earthkeepers exist. Well, what could we expect? For the nature realms, their lives and creations were being destroyed in inconceivable amounts of life-giving succor. Forests stripped of trees, earth's minerals and precious metals plundered for power and wealth, waters poisoned with avarice for personal achievement and gain and arrogance of the consequences. The invent, testing, and warfare detonations of atomic devices were the last straw. Yet even as this was still raging across the planet, with the exception of atomic bombs, for we have now stopped the detonation of such mechanisms, we knew that some 2.3 million people had begun their awakening. The new charters that were written had indeed proven effective, and were now really creating pockets of positive results. We could see and feel the divine sparks of God now growing brighter on Earth. And so, with this simple sign of hope, we called upon Archangel Michael to call for an audience with these Earth builders and keepers of Earth. And with that, beloved Michael convinced them that things were changing, and that it was just a matter of time before the pendulum would begin to swing the other way. Beloved humans, esteemed members of this council, this turn of events, having once again the builders of form and the messengers of God recommitting to Earth and humanity, allowed for renewed levels of activity across the planet. New dispensations were granted, whereby the ascended masters and company of heaven, the angelic host, could now directly make contact with humanity, offering the higher knowledge and greater truths. The higher realms were now being given permission to communicate directly with humanity in teaching and bringing new awareness of God, God's law of one, and the reality of who humanity really is. Finally, without knowing it, the elemental and nature kingdoms, with their choices to leave, actually opened new doors for humanity, allowing them more consciously now to reach into higher consciousness. They were from that moment on offered new opportunities to access, actively communicate, and feel. They were part of something much more than what they were experiencing through their physical senses and living environments. The truth shall set you free. The final leg toward the age of love and freedom had arrived. Love is the cohesive power of God, and God's love was beginning to pour into Earth and the hearts of mankind from practically every solar system of our galaxy in streams of intensity never before experienced upon the planet. With renewed love, so came the return of the original vision, with an unwavering compassion for humanity in their self-perceived isolation. The All That Is was rallying with all their might to make this human experience a success in love and light, abundance, joy and happiness. And so a new era had begun. Why have I begun with this introduction on my part with this story? In a way, this Elemental Grace Alliance proposal reminds me of how I felt within my heart when I saw that truth was not being expressed in accordance to love, peace, harmony, and joy for life. I see my own reflection within the heart of this dear soul's plea to God for radical change. Like so many at this point, he has seen only with human eyes, not from the vantage point we have. What we know is transpiring and from deep within the confinements of the physical reality. His call and our response is the very proof that a time has arrived upon Earth for greater opportunities to expand the mind within mankind, to elaborate more clearly this new age of freedom, truth, and love for all. Compassion, dear ones, is the heartfelt understanding of the human condition that encompasses the pain of oneself and others. It dissolves judgment and opens the way for acceptance and renewed potentialities for higher and more expanded change for the better. It is a sincere desire that alleviates suffering. It is this continued suffering that we are here to find a solution to, that which will once again, after millions of years, conjoin humanity in the elemental and nature kingdoms together in unity consciousness. Our compassion for what has gone before us shall be what holds the good in God in place for all of humanity to shine and once again feel from a higher perspective. So let us, beloved brothers and sisters, stand tall and establish a firm foundation upon which this proposal is initiated. I am Sanat Kumara. In the name of God, we are all blessed. Sanat Kumara speaks of compassion, and for me, this simple yet profound virtue holds great promise. I wanted to explore this virtue a little deeper, and this is what I found in written form to share and gain a deeper understanding of the nature of compassion. This information came from a site called Interlinks, and the web link, should you be interested, is www.interlinks.com. We are in constant connection with those around us through our energetic imprints. Everything we touch is imbued with our signature. The more intentional we are, the longer our signature lingers and the greater the influence of our touch. The same is true of our thoughts and feelings. The stronger and more repetitive, the longer they live. Cultivating a compassionate nature for both others and ourselves acts as a healing balm that helps us tolerate hurts and nurtures our ability to be with what is. It gives us refuge from our judging minds and allows our hearts to open. Without compassion, we cannot see the truth and pass through the suffering to trust in a greater reality. The cultivation of compassion is a lifelong practice. It comes with experience and the flowering of an intelligent heart. A heart that is perceptive to the subtleties of indifference, pity, sympathy, loving kindness, and caring. Sometimes we can become compassion fatigued and separate ourselves from the dilemma of being human. This may be a widespread cause of depression, stress, and lack of self-worth. When we are constantly being traumatized by our environment, this creates energetic imprints that exhaust us out of our hearts. There is no need to do anything about the human experience. We all have our trigger points that move us to action. The question is, does our action lead to a domino effect of love or separation? If separation is the result, it is not just from something or someone. It is from our own hearts. So practice the art of compassion through touch, thought, and feeling with the intention of leaving a compassionate, energetic signature that animates the will to good and love for humanity, each other, and ourselves. There is no difference. To me, it is all about forgiveness, not that one has to change their beliefs or standpoint upon any particular subject, but to change one's perspective on how we accept others' opinions and beliefs. To offer forgiveness, I have found this prayer very useful indeed.